And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. My guests today are Patty Lindsay with the Prescott Studio Tour. I have Jeff Rohawk with the Chino Valley Repertory Theater and Randy Methril with the Chino Valley Model Aviators Club. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Napa Know-How. Why should you get 2 5-quart jugs of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil? Because at Napa, they're only $24.99 each when you buy two, meaning you get more and save more, which is just sound economics. That's 2 5-quart jugs of Pennzoil Platinum, only $24.99 each. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Limit 2 per customer while supplies last. Offer ends 9/30/19.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. I've got Randy Methril today with the Chino Valley Model Aviators Club, and we're talking about one of your biggest events. Hey, Randy, how's it going?
It's going fantastic. This Saturday, free for everyone to come.
So you just said the magic words, free.
Exactly. Free parking, free show. It's the Chino Valley Model Aviators annual Steve Crow Fun Fly.
Wow.
And Steve Crow was a member of the club. He was also a longtime resident of Chino Valley. And in his youth, he got a pilot's license, went to Europe, and went to fight with the British in the Eagle Squadron during World War II, one of the few Americans to do that.
Wow.
Quite a guy and a fantastic modeler. Anyway, he has passed on, and in his honor, we hold this every year.
Held this every year. And what can I expect to see at the Chino Valley Model Aviators event? Obviously, planes.
Yes, model airplanes, helicopters, jets. Let's see, I think we've got a Silver Surfer. We might have a witch flying.
Oh.
We might have some UFOs. You never know what's
out there.
Might be showing up at this fun fly.
So everyone is going to be out there just basically kind of flying their own little, you know, their aircrafts.
That's right.
And so it's open to the public. We can all come out, take a look at them.
That's right. We will have every hour some type of a special display. 9 o'clock, if I remember correctly, we have a jet demonstration. The airplane can go over 250 miles an hour.
Holy cow.
And he has smoke.
That is
so
fast.
So he'll be doing a lot of
And so it starts at 9 a.m.
Well, actually, we start at 8 a.m., but
we'll
be doing a display at 9.
Gotcha.
And then we have, I believe, a 3D pilot at 10, flying a big airplane real close to the ground, doing all kinds of acrobatics. Then we have a helicopter guy that's going to be doing some things you will not believe with a helicopter. And after that, we might have another jet demo. But anyway, in between,
perfect.
All the members are just going to be flying and having a great time.
And this is open to the public and for families.
That's correct.
So I can bring the little ones out.
To see the little ones.
Gotcha. Gotcha. It sounds like a great event.
It is. We've been doing this for probably at least 10 years that I know of that I've been in the club, and the club is 25 years older. We have over 150 members, and we're always open for new members. We'll be happy to teach
perfect.
You how to fly.
That's what I would need to
airplane,
learn.
Airplane, the proper equipment so that you don't go out and just crash all the time. We'll try and keep you from doing that and teach you the right way to do it.
Gotcha. So as a spectator, do I need to provide my own chairs? What do I need to bring for this event?
We do have a small area for people to sit, but I suggest that they bring their own chairs and shade if they plan on staying for a while.
So bring like a pop-up, an umbrella.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Okay.
And we do have food that will be there.
Oh, yummy.
Breakfast.
Oh.
Will be served and also lunch. So come on out, spend the day with us. We'll be flying until, as with all airplanes, if the winds get too bad, we'll be grounded.
And so for the food cost, you know, or is it just depending on what you get? Is it?
I don't know for sure yet.
Okay.
I'll find that out on
perfect.
Saturday.
Perfect. So you'll have some food there at least.
Yes, we
so
will.
So people
have breakfast
can come.
And lunches, hopefully a breakfast burrito, my favorite.
Oh, yeah,
we'll go
definitely.
From there.
Definitely a breakfast burrito. So there's going to be all kinds of demonstrations going on. And like you said, it starts at 8 a.m. Until when was that time?
Until the winds get too high.
Okay, so there's
we'll
really...
We'll just keep flying until we can't fly no more.
Gotcha, so there's no end time, so it can just kind of go on for most of the day.
And it's very easy to get to. It's on Perkinsville Road to the east.
Okay.
If you're coming from Prescott, go to the first right past the Safeway store. We're about 2.5 to 3 miles on Perkinsville Road. You see the signs. And we're near the shooting range, which a lot of people are familiar with.
Right.
We're right next to that on the Santa Fe Trail. And come on out, watch a bunch of grown men have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. What, Randy, what made you get into the Model Aviators Club? You said you've been in this club for 25 years.
Well, I have been an airplane nut.
Okay.
Since I can remember, my father was a crop duster in Phoenix when I was growing up, and I started flying model airplanes and went to college, got an aeronautical engineering degree.
Oh, so it's really in your blood.
It is. I'm also a private pilot, and I worked for 29 years at an outfit called the Skunk Works.
The Skunk Works.
Which is a Lockheed company, and I worked on the F-117 stealth fighter for 29 years.
You know, to me, it would be hard to control those model airplanes just because, you know, it's even hard for me to control, like, games, you know? Anything with a remote or anything like that, you know? Even television remotes, you know, they've gotten so complicated nowadays as well. But you're saying that you can teach us.
We can teach a monkey to fly.
So I'm equivalent
Actually,
to a monkey.
I did teach a fellow that could not hear and had some eye issues, but I would tap him on the shoulder, tell him to go right and left, and I pull him back and forth, and after a while, I actually taught him to fly, and I soloed him. Anyone can do it if they want to, if they'll stick it out, listen to the instructors. We'll teach you how to do it, and I guarantee you'll have a grand time.
It sounds like fun. And the Chino Aviators, do you guys meet monthly, or how does that work? You guys are a club.
Yes, we're an actual club. Like I said, about 150, a little bit more than that, members right
That's
now.
That's great.
We meet every third Wednesday at the administration building at the airport.
Okay. So you meet at the airport.
Room.
That's
yes,
very
ma'am.
Appropriate.
And we typically have 50 to 60 members show up at the meetings. We have a raffle where we'll raffle off a model that somebody can win and talk about our show and tells, where we bring in airplanes that we're working on or have finished. And we like to show them before we take them out to fly, just in case they don't make it to the second flight.
Gotcha, gotcha. So a little bit of crashing and burning. Hopefully not, right?
In the models, every single one of them has an expiration date. We're just not sure when it is.
When it is. Gotcha. And so do you actually make your own models
we
to
do,
fly?
We do. And also there are an awful lot of them that are called almost ready to fly.
Okay.
Most of them come from China. They do some pretty good job of them, either made out of balsa wood or foam. And it's pretty easy to get in with the foam is what we start with. So they bounce real good and they repair real easy. And they fly very nice.
Gotcha. This sounds like a great event, a fun family event. So if anyone's looking for something to do this weekend, this would be a perfect event. You know, bring the kiddos.
Bring the kids, definitely.
Get to see, you know, all the different, you said there'll be like a surfer, all different
sure
kinds.
I'm pretty sure he'll be there, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds interesting and intriguing. Okay, so it's this Saturday.
Saturday, Perkinsville Road.
Perkinsville Road.
About 2 miles east on Perkinsville Road, you'll see the our big area there. It's just past the ball field that's out there.
Right.
And you go up, you'll see the signs. Take a left on Santa Fe Trail Road, go past the gun range, and you can't miss it.
There'll be signage, right?
Yes,
there'll
ma'am.
Be signage.
You bet.
And basically looking for the airplanes up in the sky.
Yeah.
So it'll be easy to find you guys. It won't be that hard at all. Okay, so this Saturday, you don't want to miss it. It is free.
It is free.
So it is a free event. There will be food there. So if you're hungry, you can purchase some food.
Correct.
And bring your own chair, your own umbrella.
We might have a 50-50 raffle, and if we do, all of the proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club of Chino Valley.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. So maybe a 50-50 raffle. It just sounds like a lot of fun. Just come out, check out the different types of planes.
We'll have airplanes that we're raffling off also.
So somebody like me could actually...
You might just take one
home. I might, and that would be fun. Then you guys would have the task of teaching me how to fly it.
We can do it.
Okay, well, if you said a monkey can do it, then I'm sure I can do it. Well, thank you so much for being here today. The Chino Valley Model Aviators, your event is the annual Steve Crow Memorial Fun Fly, which is in Chino Valley this Saturday from 8 a.m.
Yes, ma'am.
8 a.m. till...
Come on out. Watch us have a lot of fun, and maybe we'll even put some of the young ones on a buddy box and let them try to fly.
Perfect.
We'll see how that works out.
Randy, how do we get a hold of you for more information?
Actually, you can go to the Chino Valley Model Aviators.org, and it has all the information. It has newsletters. Pictures of the airplanes, information on a lot of the club members.
Perfect.
And that's a good place to go.
Thank you so much, Randy. We'll be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season.
Yeah, right now it's archery.
No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Bullseye.
After all, we're fourth generation AC and heating experts.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical in Prescott at 772-2751.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here with our next guest, Jeff Frohawk.
Hello, Lorette.
Hey, and Jeff, you have something very unique and something actually really special to talk about today, and I'm so excited for it. It is you started a Chino Valley Repertory Theater. And so what is that?
Well, repertory theater is theater of a type which you don't have a permanent cast doing your plays through the year. You have rotating casts generally. That's the format of most community theaters. That's what we are patterning ourselves after.
So basically you're starting the first Chino Valley Theater.
Well, in recent memory, according to people that I've spoken to over the last month or so, back in the early 80s, there was a Chino Valley Theater group that did fairly regular productions and was popular for almost a decade.
Oh, wow. So they all kind of phased out. So basically,
yes.
You're bringing it back then.
That's what we're doing.
So bringing back the Chino Valley Theater.
Absolutely. Well,
that's so exciting. And so you have the first play coming up, and the name of that play is?
It's called Keep the Home Fires Burning. And it's a Christmas melodrama, and it's 1.5 hour in length, so it's a very good family fare for the holiday season. Time is very compressed. We're encouraging people to bring their children. It's a family fare, and a half hour allows you to sit comfortably without having to move from your seat.
And you said Christmas, so the play will be during December, the month of December. So it'll be a great time to bring the family, the friends, you know, visitors from out of town, just to come out and see this this play.
Correct.
And basically what it is it's a melodrama, but a Western melodrama.
Correct.
With some fun twists and turns.
Right. Some fun twists and turns. One of the things that I'm trying to establish within the form of the theater is a lot of audience participation.
Fun.
And, yeah, fun. It might not always be fun. We try to make it fun. It may be an important interjection into the performance to project a specific point. In this particular case, it's going to be fun. I can't really tell you a whole lot about it without giving it all away, but I will say that it involves fruit and vegetables.
Ooh, fruit and vegetables.
Right.
My favorites, along with fries, but of course, you know.
I can't guarantee no fries will be in the play.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
That's all right, Jeff. So you have auditions coming up for this.
Yes, we do. We have three occasions this week. The 16th today, 6 o'clock this evening to 8 o'clock at the Chino Valley Library. The 18th on Wednesday, same time, 6 to 8. And on Saturday at the Chino Valley Library again from 1 to 3. You don't need to bring anything other than yourself.
Great.
We'll provide with what you need to read when you're there. It's going to be a very organic, very informal, low-pressure situation.
Gotcha. Now, Jeff, I was not a drama nerd or a theater nerd, and I wanted to be so badly.
Sorry.
I know. I was more of the sports kind of person.
Right.
But I really wanted to get into theater. So is this still can I try out for it? Do I have a shot at it? Or
Absolutely.
Do I have to have some kind of background in this?
There's no background required.
Great.
I have a background in teaching theater and acting from children about the age of 5 all the way to full-on retired adults. However, this particular production, about the youngest character that we can accommodate would be, say, high school age.
Okay.
All the way up to retired. There are a handful of male and a handful of female roles. I believe there's a total of 9 or 10 interchangeable parts. It's very easy to learn these lines. They're very conversational. It's not Shakespeare.
So it's just a fun time.
Correct.
Anybody that wants to audition, you have 3 dates to choose from. Today being one of the first dates. You said Wednesday the next one, and Saturday would be the other one to audition.
That is
correct.
And
if they can't make it, can they contact you and do something else, you know, if there's schedules don't permit it?
If schedules don't permit during that week, I would encourage you to call me on my phone at 951-333-9328, or now that I have a working computer, you can
that's
contact.
Always important.
Yes, I've been without a computer for almost 3 weeks.
Oh, that's like dinosaur age.
And I'm not really technologically inclined, but I was starting to freak out. So thanks to Staples, free promo there. The address for the email is frohawkjeff@msn.com. I'll spell that for you. F as in Frank, R-O-H-O-C-K, Jeff, J-E-F-F, at msn.com, and I will get back to you as quick as I possibly can.
So this is just a great time for anyone that wants to be a part of the theater.
Correct.
Anyone that, you know, if you're just thinking about it, or if you're like, I'm not sure, come out, have fun, be a part of this. You know, you're resurrecting it, you know,
yes.
The Chino Valley Theater group. Come be a part of it. It just sounds like a fun group to be a part of, and a fun play to be a part of, too.
Right. Well, we intend to make it fun. We want to impress the community for anyone of a number of reasons. The town of Chino Valley itself, from the mayor and the town council, have all thrown their support behind us. Lorette at the chamber has been, I can't express to you how valuable she has been to me as a resource. And this is something that we hope to do with the city on this date, on a yearly basis around the holidays. This could be the first of a regular tradition.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like a great tradition. You said this one will be the first, and then next year you're looking at maybe even doing a dinner theater kind of production.
Yes, we are.
And that who doesn't like dinner theater?
Right.
I mean, that's awesome. I think this is just a growing thing. It's becoming, it's just really taken off. And I'm sure you're going to have a lot of people wanting to audition for this. I'm excited for it. It's really great for the town of Chino Valley. And for anyone that's out there that really wants to do this sort of thing, theater, like you said, it's low pressure, low key.
Right.
If you've never done theater before and just have always wanted to, here's the time.
Sure.
This is the perfect time to come out and just give it a whirl.
Right. If you don't want to be on stage, there'll be places for people to control the lights, to usher. We'll be encouraging interaction from
perfect.
The ushers to the people who are there to see the play. There are a lot of opportunities for people to serve, and I don't know how important this is to all of your listeners, but for me it's really important. I've got friends that I've had my whole life through theater. We stay in contact. It's good to be with people who are of a like mind.
Right. Definitely. And like you said, if you don't want to audition for a part, at least talk to you about doing something behind the scenes.
Right.
Because you'll need help with lights, you know, with everything going on.
Sure.
You know, curtains to probably makeup and, you know, change of costumes
right.
and whatnot. So there's really a lot that happens backstage as
absolutely.
Well as the front of the house and the actual
right.
production. So this is a really big thing. It's going to be held at the Chino Valley High School.
Correct. Chino Valley High School has a wonderful little theater. It seats 70, 72 people. We are allowed to access that because of our connections with the community.
Right.
People might be interested in knowing that we're able to do something for a very, very low cost, that the city of Prescott Valley is building a children's community theater that's attached to the Findlay Center, and it's costing them $2.5 million for the privilege.
Wow. Wow.
So I would tell you that our budget is substantially lower than that.
Substantially lower. Well, yes. So you said auditions today.
Tonight at 6, Wednesday at 6 for 2 hours, Saturday at 1.
So Saturday at 1 p.m. So tonight, 6 to 8 at the Chino Valley Library. Jeff, can you tell us where that's located?
Chino Valley?
Chino
I'm sorry.
Valley Library. So the best way would take 3 North, and then you would run right into the library, right in the back end.
Right.
So it's right next to, there's a park, there's a senior center.
Right.
It's really, right there off of, 3 North is the easiest way to access
right.
that.
I'm sorry I'm not prepared with that information,
oh,
but
no,
I know
good.
Everybody has a phone.
You've got everything.
Use your
else.
GPS.
And so, and how do they get a hold of you for this play?
Again, you can contact me at 951-333-9328, and I will be glad to return your phone call. If you want to contact me on the interweb, you can get me at frohawkjeff@msn. That's FROHOCK at msn.com.
Well, thanks so much, Jeff Frohawk with the Chino Valley Repertory Theater. Like we said, auditions tonight, so don't miss this chance.
Thank
everyone,
you.
Come on out and meet Jeff and get involved with the Chino Valley Theater. We'll be back with more on KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
The Bulls are back in town. October 11th and 12th, witness the return. It's the 2019 Bull Bash at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Estrella Jalisco. Bring the whole family. You don't want to miss Mutton Busting starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com and the Hunt and Gather gift shop. Strap in. Get ready to experience championship bull riding like never before. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to ride.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. An off-duty state trooper couple say they were almost hit Friday by a wrong-way driver. But Trooper Thomas Sevilla says he and wife Vanessa kept their cool while they reached out to the elderly woman going against traffic near State Farm Stadium. Thomas says he couldn't get out of her way because another vehicle was occupying the next lane. At the moment, he says, he was more concerned about another driver stranded in the HOV lane.
We were both thinking, if that lady's not paying attention, it's probably going to go bad.
The Sevillas returned to that stranded driver and found the wrong-way driver had stopped right in front of that car. Thomas says the wrong-way driver was flustered and explained she was trying to correct herself but couldn't find an exit. There's no mention yet of any charges against her. Thomas talks about the moment he saw this wrong-way driver coming head-on toward the couple's vehicle.
I actually wanted to move off to the number one lane. There was a vehicle to my right, which prevented me from moving. As we passed by each other, it was real close that our mirrors almost hit each other.
Partly sunny and breezy, a 20 to 30% chance for afternoon or evening rain, a late night low around 56 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Sunny the next 3 days, warming to highs near 80 tomorrow through Thursday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chance for rain today through tomorrow, cooling after bedtime to a mostly clear 61, warming Tuesday through Thursday to a breezy 90 and very windy Wednesday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues in just a moment on KQ&A.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Now there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's Patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
If life is a bowl of cherries, why not make them the biggest, sweetest cherries ever?
Waters Garden Center is super excited to introduce our new organic fruit and vegetable plant food.
This fertilizer has the bonus of added calcium that gives fruit trees and veggies an extra boost to produce healthy, abundant crops.
Feed your plants now to help them thrive and grow more fruits than ever. And just $27 for a 20-pound bag.
Safe, natural, organic fruit and vegetable plant food only at Waters Garden Center.
The Bulls are back in town. October 11th and 12th, witness the return. It's the 2019 Bull Bash at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Estrella Jalisco. Bring the whole family. You don't want to miss Mutton Busting starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com and the Hunt and Gather Gift Shop. Strap in. Get ready to experience championship bull riding like never before. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to ride.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you all so much for being here. I'm here with our next guest, Patty Lindsay, with the Prescott Studio Tour.
Oh, you didn't want to say the whole thing?
Oh, it's a lot to say. It's a mouthful, but I'll leave it up to you.
Prescott area. Studio tour.
Oh, one
See,
word.
She only forgot the area.
The area. Prescott area studio
artists.
Tour.
Oh, I did forget artists.
Yes. I'm like, you just keep making this longer.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
And so you're here talking about the studio tour. That's where we see those big yellow signs all over town.
Yes.
All over
all
Prescott,
over.
Prescott Valley, Chino, Paulden. Everywhere. Yeah, Dewey, everywhere. So forever.
Don't run over them.
I didn't know what those yellow signs were. They were looking like garage sale signs. I was getting so excited. Hey, I like garage sales.
I know you do.
I love it. So I was very excited. And then you would see just numbers on it. And I was like, what the heck does that mean?
Did you follow one of them like you're supposed to?
Yes. I finally figured that out last year when you told me how to do it.
All right. Everybody out there, if you see one of those yellow signs, it's got a number on it. It's got an arrow. Follow it. You'll find another one. Follow that one. Just make sure you get to all of them.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a great tour.
Yes.
It's really a chance to come and see the artist and see what they do. There's hands-on displays.
How things are made.
Right.
You know, that's the biggie, is displaying how things are made and having you understand why it costs so much for art.
And it's so true. You have a bunch of glass displays that you do on your own.
Yes.
And, half the time I was like, whoa, this little thing, now I understand why it costs so much. A lot of time goes into this.
It does. I mean, like yesterday, I spent all day in the studio making little... What am I making? Oh, ladybugs.
Ladybugs. Definitely. So you're making, what kind of ladybugs is it?
Just a little ladybug that's a garden stake in the end. So
fun.
Besides my regular garden stakes, I'm doing ladybugs and a few other odds and ends. Magnets for, whatever you want. I can freeze it. I mix it up, freeze it, and then I fuse it.
Wow, who
little
knew
ice cube
you
tray
all
things.
That with glass. And so you've got a kickoff coming up for this.
Oh, boy, do we ever. We had it last year, and it was an overwhelming response to it. I could not believe you could barely move in the place. But this year it should move around a little bit better. We've figured out where not to put things that blocks your way.
Right.
But yeah, on October 2nd, the Wednesday before the studio tour,
okay.
Which is October 4th, 5th, and 6th, of course. I'll
fourth,
mention that.
5th, and 6th,
is
yes.
The studio tour from 10 to 4. But on October 2nd, the Wednesday before, from 5 to 8, we will be up there at the Elks, up above the Elks Theater there, the whole upper floor. And we have hors d'oeuvres, beverages, music. You can even buy stuff. We're going to have raffles. You get to meet the artists, and that'll give you a clue. Oh, Here's your book. You start circling. Oh, I like this art. I want to go there. You circle, and then you figure out your route for the 3 days.
Oh, gotcha.
And so we all have
great
food.
Time. Yeah, exactly.
I know you'll be there for
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I'll be there just for the food alone. But it is a great time. And like you said, it's a chance to meet all the artists.
Yes.
And really figure out who you want to visit. Because there's so much unique art. Like you said, you do glass, but there's woodworking
and
there's metal. There's a lot. A lot of fantastic, beautiful
sandstone.
Jewelry. Yeah.
And we've got just in Chino Valley and
Paulden,
we have 11 of
wow.
us out there. Overall, there are 75 artists in 51 locations.
No wonder
with
three
art centers. Oh, it has to be 3 days.
Right.
We've had discussions of 4 days. We've had discussions of 2 weekends. And I went, no, I'm not doing 2 weekends.
Yeah, because it is. And I've helped you,
yes, you
last
have.
Year. And I'm
You're
helping
coming
you.
Back, aren't you?
Yes, I
oh,
am. I am helping you again this year.
Because you know we have fun.
And it really is. It's very eye-opening. For those of you that haven't done it, I had not done it. And I was just like, yeah, okay, you know, it's just
art. She thought it was going to be easy.
And really what it was more fascinating to see how the art was made. I did get to see some woodwork and how it was made and all the detail that went into that. And then you had a lady that actually made glass beads.
Yes, she was
and
there making
that
little
hearts. That was exciting. I didn't know. I mean, I honestly just thought you'd just go buy them. You know,
nope.
Isn't that what Hobby Lobby's for? You know,
nah,
I don't know.
You get that torch out and you start.
She actually did have a torch with yes, and that was just alone to see that kind of stuff was just so neat. And that and like you said, it's just the value of seeing how the art is made.
And that's what our whole purpose is to have the artwork out there, the artists out there, letting them show their wares and how they make the stuff.
Right.
And then on top of it. Then you can, anytime you go anywhere, you're going to appreciate it.
Right.
I can promise you that. But we also have fun while we're doing it. My business partner comes out in from Pasadena, California to help me out because I could not do this by myself.
Right.
But that's why it's really fun to go see the gala. And like I said, oh, I didn't tell you. It's free on that. The whole thing is free. The whole weekend
wow.
is free. The only thing if you want to do is buy raffle tickets. And that you can drop in any of the studios along the way because a lot of the studios will have an item that they will be raffling off on Sunday afternoon.
Fun.
Yeah. Remember what?
I know.
You won.
I won last year, and that, which was amazing because I've never won anything in my life.
She's hanging out with me.
I just never win. And so I did win, and it was one of your pieces of art, which as a friend, I can't even afford your artwork, so I was really excited, and
hey.
It's a big piece, so it makes me feel even more, you know.
And it wasn't fixed, I promise you.
No.
Somebody else, we always have somebody else pull it because
pull
the last person leaving the place pulls it.
Yeah, and it was very exciting, very fun. But so there will be raffles, and I think it was, how much was the raffle tickets if you want to buy
it? It was
them?
Like, I think $6 for $5,
yes.
something like that. It
so,
was
and you
really
can do
reasonable.
It, you can put them at any different
any
location,
studio.
Any studio, any locations. Drive around, there's maps, there's a booklet.
Oh, yeah.
And where can people
and we're also
grab those
online.
Books?
Pretty much
anywhere.
We print out 15,000 of those things.
Wow.
We mail out 5. So if you're at a studio, you can put your name down and you'll get the real book in the mail to you. Otherwise, you pick it up. I know the Chamber has
them. Right, we do.
In Chino, Ship and Copy, TDK, all up and down the whole road. All the artists go out and deliver brochures.
Different brochures.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, the gala thing is going to be
it's
the
free
big,
too.
It's free too. So is the weekend. Just your gas getting around. You know, we have sponsors. I don't remember if there's a restaurant in there. You might eat at that restaurant if there is one in there to promote them and say thank you very much. But the gala is just going to be the biggie though. It's there's like I said, I don't know how many artists is actually coming. I'm going to say at least probably 60. So they'll be there showing off at least one or two pieces, usually
right.
just one. And I understand there's raffles. I think there's wine, but maybe I'm not supposed to say that. I don't know. Beverages for sure.
Beverages.
We'll just call them beverages.
We'll just say beverages. We'll definitely be there.
But they've actually, like I said, they've worked out a way that it'll be a little bit more room to walk around.
Perfect. So the gala is what the weekend before?
No, the Wednesday before.
Oh, the Wednesday before.
Wednesday before. October 2nd
okay.
from 5 to 8 at the Elks up there on the top.
So that's that just a great time. Come on, see which route you want to go for the weekend, what artists that you want to visit. Get to know the artists, too.
Yes, and that's the thing. You find out what these artists, they're just everyday people that like to do this, and that they some make a living at it, some don't. Some of them just do it for fun. I mean, I've been doing it for quite a few years. This is our 12th year, and just, wow. And that's the other thing. We've been doing it 12, and I've been at it 11 with it. Holy. So I went 1 year, checked it out, went, this is for me. And so I've been doing it ever since.
Ever since.
Yeah, for sure. But it's just, I enjoy it, you know.
And I just said, it's just people. It's a fun weekend for those of you that aren't really into art. It's a great way to just kind of get that exposure.
And you get it. You get to see where people live out in the country. Like, people come out to my place because at the far end of Chino and they go, oh wow, it's really pretty out here.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's so funny. Oh, I didn't know this was out here.
Yeah, definitely. So you get to go to every artist studio.
Yes, you do.
And just kind of go through their studio. Like you said, look to see the art demonstrations that are going around. And
for
that
sure.
In itself is valuable because really, like I said, I didn't even know, like, you know, you could make glass beads like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and it
I
was
have a torch.
Fun. And she had a little, like, heart that everyone could take home.
She gave a little gift.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a lot of the artists do. They give you, like, a little something you can take home or and just really enjoy it. Because I had fun going from place to place. And every one of them had different cookies and treats. I mean, it was awesome.
Look out for her.
I know, right? Don't let them know I'm coming.
I think I'm having brownies and I don't know what else.
There was snacks at every location.
And
I got to learn about. So it's basically like being at a museum, but going from in your own car from place to place, from studio to studio.
Take and put
really
four
learning.
Or five people in your car. And everybody
they were coming out like, they look like clown cars. I mean, so many people I didn't realize, it would be quiet for a minute and then a swarm
Boom.
Of people would come out. I'm like, you all fit in that one car?
Yeah. And the way I look at it, it's feast or famine. They come and then it's silent. Nobody's there. And they all come at
once.
It's like, and then they'll go, oh, are you following me? You know, okay, we appreciate it. But I do have to say, we do appreciate everybody that comes out and we enjoy you immensely. So keep coming out and be there at the gala. Like I said, October 2nd from 5 to 8 at the Elks Performing Arts Center upstairs. And then don't forget Friday, Saturday, Sunday, October 4th, 5th, and 6th. Come on out 10 to 4.
Is it possible to do all 75? I guess you'd have to kind of rush it. 4th, 5th, and 6th.
It's going to be
3 days.
It's 3 days, so you would have to divide up, 30 a day? It'd probably be a little tough. Some people have told me that, okay, this year they concentrate in this one area. The next year they do the other area.
Oh, okay.
You know, and you have the book. So if for whatever reason you don't make it to that place, you call that person and their phone numbers are there. You call them and you set up to go to their place and talk to them because you might be interested. You want to see something. I mean, my place is always open if I'm home.
And you also do glass classes as well.
Yes, I do. Quite a few people do that. I have a sign-up sheet for glass classes, and I've had quite a few students. And one thing I do allow is the students to come back and play some more.
So, and it's a way to, like, you know, when you're going to these different studios, some of these artists do offer these classes.
Yes.
And so it's just a way for you to kind of just do it for fun.
And that's my whole thing is fun. I mean, I always tell everybody when I send them their syllabus, I go, I guarantee the class will be fun. You will not be stressed.
Yeah, not stressed,
fun.
Not bored.
Not bored.
And it all sounds just like a fascinating weekend. I'm excited for it. You know, like you said, you look for those big yellow
signs
everywhere. And like I said, I would see them year after year going, what is that? What is that?
And now we're branded. We have the yellow signs everywhere, but now they have the newer ones. Some of my signs are white because I've been doing it so long, so I'm replacing them. But they have this big spiral on it.
Oh,
and
great.
It does say Prescott Area Artist Studio Tour, and it'll have their number on it.
So, Patty, what do people do for more information?
They can go to the website, which is PrescottStudioTour.com. They can go to any locations, the chambers, the libraries. I'm telling you, these things are out there.
You'll
everywhere.
You'll find it anywhere.
This year, they're kind of a blue-green
booklet.
Wouldn't you say that's blue-green?
Yeah, I would say it's blue-green.
You can see that out there, can't
Aqua.
You? Yes, but anyways, they're everywhere. We have them everywhere. But like I said, if you're out somewhere on the studio tour, sign up on that sign-up sheet, and you will get your own personal booklet next year.
Right. Well, this is an event you don't want to miss.
No.
October, the first weekend of October.
Always.
Always the first weekend of October. So make sure that everyone comes out.
Yes.
And really, you know, like I said, it's just a great time for you to get together with your girlfriends, just get together with, you know, a date night too, date day. Well, it's a fun date day. Just really, you know, to show your children, too, what goes into art and
yes.
the value of it and the appreciation for it.
And I had 6 kids one time that fixed up this whole section for me because
yeah.
I used to leave glass out there and they'd glue everything down.
Gotcha.
And then I'd cook it.
Ah. Well, thank you so much, Patty Lindsay, with the...
Prescott Area Artist Studio Tour.
Prescott Area Artist Studio Tour. All right. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
We'll be
very
back
much.
With more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
Chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This isn't bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Go to GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTL. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it. Got it? Good.
The St. Louis Cardinals are in town September 23rd through the 25th. See the action up close with lower-level tickets. Buy now at dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. The D-backs appreciate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Day is Sunday, September 29th, the last regular home game this season. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us today. And I want to say thank you to our special guests. I had Patty Lindsay today with the Prescott Studio Tour. I had Jeff Rohawk with the Chino Valley Repertory Theater. And then we had Randy Methril with the Chino Valley Model Aviators Club. So now's the time to take out your calendars or your phones and type up what's up and coming. September 17th, tomorrow night, is the Chino Valley Mixer at National Bank from 5 to 6:30. So that's a mixer you don't want to miss. Also, this week, we're going to mix it up a little more. Chino Valley, on September 19th, we have the Tri-Chamber Mixer at Affinity RV. That is Tri-Chamber Mixer. So all three chambers will be present. It is a huge mixer at Affinity RV on Willow Creek, and that's from 5 to 6:30. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.